Now I would like to invite Barbara Novaković. Some of them met her yesterday night here in this hall with her performances of Harms. Tony Harms, please.
Hello, everybody. Oh, all right. I'll speak English, so, and I don't wanna be too polite, but I think you're a bit tired, so it's gonna be five, 10 minutes maybe. I was thinking, what is important to tell when we are speaking about spaces? Most important for every one of us when we are speaking about art is where do we live. So I'm gonna tell you first where my best friend lives. Helena Pivets, my 10 years companion sitting at there back, she lives in a library. Her apartment is as if you would enter a bookstore. There is some space on the wall, mainly dedicated to one image or two, but this is absolutely enough. There are a few paintings of my children there. Thanks. She might tell you more about why and how and everything when you will discuss with her, but this is about space which I would like to mention first. The second space I want to mention about the collaboration in art and in space and in life is the space of Sanja Nišković. She is sitting at the opposite side, also at the very there somewhere, the back. She lives in a very actually happy family life, but she lives a life in a gallery. The walls are the gallery space because of the fact that the father of her husband was a very well-known painter, Slovenian painter. He died a few years ago, and during his lifetime, he was not successful as he should be. Now I'm gonna tell you something about my space. I live very near to this space here. It is a building from 160 and 2005, with columns and arcades. I have 13 and 14 years old children inside that space. That means that this beautiful historical space is very pretentious. Pretentious in a way that every child wants to grow up too fast. And this is how the tension between the gallery space and the tension between the galleries and the theaters are taking place. We are at the same time artists, but we are programmers. And because Dragan Živadinov is sitting also here, and Mateja Rebolj, they are artists, but they are programmers. We need to program and structure our spaces. And above all, we are programmers. So how to do this? Dragan and Mateja did something that no one of us did. They look above and they transfer there. I'm not so lucky. I'm telling you that because of one of the very important initiatives that I am now speaking about theater here is Dragan Živadinov, because he actually is a walking school. You can look at him there. He's red dressed. He has, I'm going to tell this, Dragan. Every human being, performer, artist who worked with him thought that he or she is a genius. So I am one of these genius too. So now when I'm speaking about influences, why I'm here now, it is important this space here. The first show I saw here was the show of a very important repertoire artist and the actress. And the title, I have to say it in English, the title of the show was Gentle Deceased Dear Husbands. And Polona Vetrich was the author, I mean the actress of this show. I was not accepted already. It was few months before I started to study at the academy, and it was a catwalk here in the middle. It was a catwalk, and all what she was doing, she was walking up and down, and we were crying, mostly the whole audience. So this space was many times a theater. This room functioned as theater many times, but as we see it now at the walls and so, it is actually, we are now at the symposium, it is a gallery too. And we discussed with Helena before I start to speak, I said, I'm going to speak 5 minutes. And she said to me, like always, she's all the time worried that I will screw up. She said to me, say something about the illusion in theater. The illusion in the gallery space and the illusion in theater. When we act in the theater space, in the frame of the support, which is called the machinery of the theater, and when we act or perform or program within the gallery, we have this, what Meta Hočevar would say, the demands of the space. And these demands are very, very annoying. So we are then all the time, we meet our sons and daughters with 13, or we say, all right, we'll start all over again with new space, with a new woman, we'll start all over again, we're starting all over again, all over again, all over again. But when we settle down, this is actually why you are here. When we settle down, what can we do when we decide for a space? This is what you need to think and I need to think. Thank you.